For the first time this year, we're heading down Perth's magical music rabbit hole. But fear not, our excellent tour guide returns with more family trees than ever before. Ross Chisholm, good morning.
Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Are your headphones not working? Let's fix that. Yeah, pop them back on.
Okay.
Have I turned them up for you? Is that working?
Yes.
We've got success. Welcome back. Have you had a nice break?
Yes. Not having to get up early-ish.
But you got up early this morning.
Oh, yes. couldn't sleep. It must have been the anticipation.
Yeah, look, I'm also breathless with anticipation. And I think a lot of people have missed you over the last couple of weeks. So welcome back. And you're pulling no stops this morning.
No. This is another two for the price of one. Two
excellent
bands that are sort of connected. So I decided I'd put them together. The first band will be Anodyne 500.
Perfect.
Which sort of evolved into another band which was called Ike Mo. But let's go back to the beginning. The band came together in the middle of 1996 as a three-piece. It had Chris Fuller on guitar and vocals, and he was ex-Rosemary Beads. Gary Matthews on drums. Now, his interesting background is that he was actually a Sydney guy who came to Perth with a touring Sydney band called Whopping Big Naughty. and then the rest of them headed back east, and he decided to stay. And the last person was Darren Maloney, who was on bass and vocals. They played their debut gig at the Grosvenor. Not sure if it was front bar or back bar, in July of 1996, and then continued on at the usual venues for indie bands at the time, which was the Seaview Tavern, the Rosemount, the Shenton Park, Coakley's, Hyde Park, Mojo's, and released their debut CD EP, which was called Treasure Way, and that came out in May of 1998, and they launched it at the Grosvenor.
What a surprise.
And this is a track from that CD EP. I'm going to call it a CD EP. It's about 30 minutes long, so some people call that album. And it's a track called Temporarily Yours.
For the line of time forgot this morning, some Anodyne 500. Having a bit of an issue with that CD there, Ross.
Yes, we are. As much as I would like to play the Treasure Way track called Temporarily Yours from Anodyne 500, it doesn't want to play it. Maybe it was a bit shy.
A little bit shy. It's a bit early in the morning for it, perhaps.
It's going, I might mention that the band was actually started out just as Anodyne and didn't add the 500 until early 98, I think it was, mainly because there was another band called Anodyne. How you can actually have two bands
existing in Perth
with the same name is truly beyond me. But they launched that Treasure Way album or CD, whatever, in May of 1998 at the Grosvenor. And very soon after that, they decided we really need another guitarist to sort of fill the sound out.
Sure.
So they added one, Chris Hahn, on guitar and vocals. He had played he'd played in quite a few bands, but the most recent one was Rex. Continued on playing at the regular venues that I've sort of mentioned already, and then ended up releasing their second CD EP, which was launched again at the Grosvenor, but at their last gig for that one, and it was called Built for Speed, Not Comfort.
It's like a weird Ferrari ad or something.
Yeah, well, they've got Built for Speed on the front cover, and on the inside cover they got Not for Comfort.
And is that a fish?
It's a fish.
It's a fish. Yeah. Sure.
We will hopefully get through this one. It's a track from that second CD EP, and it's called Invisible.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.
On RTRFM 92.1, for the very first time this year, The Land That Time Forgot, and you just heard from Anodyne 500, Invisible. Anodyne, Anodyne Ross.
And I say Anodyne, but...
Yeah, because it's one of those ones.
Yeah, it could be either. Either. The band launched that second CD EP, Built for Speed, Not Comfort, at the Grosvenor in December of 1999. It was their last gig, which they actually announced on the CD.
Really?
Yes, it's actually... Where is
it's
it?
It's written on there.
It's written on there. Thank you. Good night.
Oh, how sweet.
And the liners for this read, credits due, blah, 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 blah. literally, it is written blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's hilarious. We'll have to take a photo of that.
And after they split, Gary Matthews, I assume, headed back to Sydney. Chris Hahn, I think, headed to Melbourne. And Darren Maloney, who'd been gigging on the side with Wilberforce, continued on with that, which rather left Chris Fuller on his ownsome. So he decided to pull another band together. I assume he's probably already had a whole stack of material
of
written. And that became Ikey Mo. And they started off in middle of 2000, joining Chris Fuller, who was still on vocals and guitar. You had Gary Kump on drums and vocals, and he'd played in a band called Blisterment. Dave Manley on bass, and he'd played in a band called Collide. And Glenn Young on guitar and vocals. I don't know what his background was at all. they did recording for what would become their only CD EP, but by the time it came out, there'd been a change of bass players, and there would be a change of there's a number of changes of bass players.
Really? What is it about bass players? The longevity.
Who knows?
You have to ask Rhiannon Tonhunter from Calmly.
Someone once said, bass players are the more artistic, so they don't worry about that sort of thing.
It's Ross Chisholm, I worry every week that you come in here that you're offending somebody.
Oh, normally it's drummers, but no, that was actually another muso who me that. So for a new bass player, they got Adam Safin, who had played in Wookstar, who we've covered before. Now, his longevity was short. We're talking, I think, 3 months, but he was there for the launch of their CD EP, which came out in October of 2002, launched at Amplifier, plus an all-ages event. They did at the same time. But then Adam left, and then they got another bass player. You said I was...
Are we keeping score? How many bass players are we up to?
We're up to 3 at the moment, but there's one more to go. So their third bass player was Hugh Jennings, and he'd played with Autopilot. And he came in February of 2003, and then there was a mass exodus in August of 2003. And Chris Fuller had to pull another band together. Now, it was essentially, I think, he already had a lot of songs ready to go, and it was intended more of a recording project. But although they did some recording, they didn't actually release anything. And the members of the last lineup were Chris Fuller on vocals and guitar, Adam Weston, who played in Tragic Delicate, and I think had just started playing in a young band called Birds of Tokyo at that point in time.
Sure.
Janine Wells on bass, who'd played in The Hedonist, who I'm sure we've covered before, and one of the multitude who'd played in The Potato Stars, who I believe are still going, and Steph Edwards on guitar, who was playing in Heathcliff. The trouble was everyone else, apart from Chris, had other bands on the go, so it was always going to be sort of a bit of an on-off type situation. By that point in time, they were gigging at The Kitchen, The Leaderville, The Newport, but nothing else happened, so basically they knocked it on the head in about September of 2004 and went their various ways. Most of the others went to their bands that they had on the go. Where everyone else is today, because Chris Fuller had headed to Melbourne and started a new band, but surprisingly enough, of all the people that passed through both bands, very few of them are still gigging. Hugh Jennings is playing solo, plus is also in the Elk Bell Band.
Yep.
Janine Wells is also in the Elk Bell Band.
Big ups to Janine Elkins.
Yes. Janine's also playing in the Matt Delahunty Band, which I saw late last year. And Adam Weston is still playing in Birds of Tokyo. So he's the one who's sort of kept going. But we're going to take a track from Ikey Mo's only release, which was called A Beginner's Guide to Self-Defense, CD EP, came out in October of 2002, launched at Amplifier, and this is a track called Chemical Girl.
Ross Chisholm, thank you so much for the very first Land That Time Forgot for 2019.
And I'll make sure the CDs work next time.
Definitely. We'll catch you next Tuesday.
has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.